Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM. It's Darren Daly at breakfast. And let's wheel in a guest in the shape and size of John David Lewis. Hello, John.
Good morning, sir.
That was a very official entrance. John Lewis from the Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon, amongst other things, the Taunton Carnival. For those that have not heard you on the radio, don't know you, which is probably not too many because you're a well-known character in and around Taunton, probably for the wrong reasons, but you know how it is. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Me? Well,
Sell yourself, baby.
I'm a Tauntonian. I was born here more than a few weeks ago. Went to school here. Worked here all my life, retired 3 or 4 years ago, and have for the last 36 years been involved with the Taunton Marathon and Half, and for the last 40 years with the Carnival itself. So, yeah, I might be known round and about, but maybe not for the reasons you're inferring.
Right, okay. So, Taunton Marathon, Half Marathon, dates, please.
It's on Sunday, the 7th of April, which is not very far off now.
No, it's not, is it?
We're still taking entries. They will be open until the 25th of this month. Mm.
Okay, I've resigned myself to the fact that I won't be doing it this time because I haven't done any training. Don't look at me like that. I haven't done any training. I don't feel like I'm fit enough to do it unless there is some last minute sign of madness from within. It'll be a slow time if I do.
Mm.
So for those that have never done it before, what is it about the Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon that A, is a challenge, but still people love to do it?
Well, it's a challenge because you've got to run 13 miles or you've got to run 26 miles. The 26 is two laps of the same course, which some people like, some people don't. And why do they do it? I've no idea why they do it. You've got the club runners who this is their hobby and they do it all the time. And I include, you know, running forever, Taunton AC and Taunton Running Club in that. And you've then also got lots of people who do it once a year. They don't run anything else. They come out and they do that, normally to raise money for a charity, or they've selected it as their goal and they trained up for it. And of course, we get hundreds of people from other towns, other clubs who come and have always supported the event.
It's amazing, the people that are part of these running clubs, it's amazing how far and wide they will travel to do something like this, even though it's nowhere near where they are.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to runners over the years, and travelling 100 miles to go to a decent event is not a surprise. You know, it's a surprise to me, but you know, they do it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so your charity this year, pleased to announce that it'll be Shore. Tell us who Shore are. A great local charity, but tell us about them.
Somerset Unit for Radiotherapy Equipment. Been raising money for the Beacon Centre at Musgrove and Musgrove itself before that for years and years and years. Started off by a friend of mine, Barry Palmer. Used to be in the police force, well-known amateur dramatics. And over the years, they have raised hundreds of thousands of pounds for equipment for Musgrove so that people can be treated locally rather than having to nip off to Bristol and all the associated trouble and issues with that.
Okay, so let's have a look at the structure of the day. If you are going to be running, here's the essential information from John.
Okay, well, the race starts at 10:30 at Bridgewater and Taunton College in Wellington Road. Runners will all have had their instructions before they turn up, but they will need to be there by 10 o'clock because we will then close Wellington Road for about 40 minutes so that we can have a safe start. And it's off down through the town, out to Staplegrove Road, then off through Norton Fitzwarren and all the way out through to Hill Common Crossroads, turn left, run down through the very pretty village of Oak and then on to Bradford-on-Tone, turn away from the main road, the change we brought in a couple of years ago, to run up through Heal and Fiddy Oak past the power station, up the little challenging Shootwater Hill into Bishop's Hole and then left down through Netherclay out into Silk Mills Road, turn right, turn left into Heron Drive and back to the college. And that is 13 miles, 183 and a half yards. The lucky marathon runners will get to do the whole thing again.
I can't think of anything worse than having done that to then do it again.
Well, you know, there are a couple of hundred people who've already signed up to do it twice. And to be fair, they are split 50-50. There are some who think, oh, no, we've got to do that again. And some who say, right, we know exactly what we've got to do again. We know where we're going to have to put the effort in. And they just do it twice.
And a lot of people use this as the final warm-up for the London Marathon, because that's always a couple of weeks after, isn't it?
Yes. I know we've got a lot doing that. Some people say it's too close to do a challenging event. I don't know. If I was running, then every event I ran in, and I'm not a runner, as you know, before you say anything, I would want to do the best I could in each event. Mm. And I know that, you know, we have people who say, no, I'm not running this year because it doesn't fit my training package for whatever. You know, not just London, there are plenty of other big races around, not just in this country. But yes, there are lots of people who will take it as, right, that I do 13 miles then, and then I can trail off my running until the big day, 28th. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so if you are doing it, good luck. I hope your training's going well. I've noticed, particularly over the last couple of weeks, actually, there's a lot of runners around pretty much most days. So there's a lot of people that are really clearly getting themselves ready for it. So if anybody would like any more details or to sign up, the website, John, is
www.tauntonmarathon.co.uk.
Excellent work. And if you are doing it, good luck, as I've said. My guest today is John Lewis, who is the race director of Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon.